I also wanted to take a couple of minutes to discuss action that all of us have been working on in a bipartisan basis and a bicameral basis, and that is the action that has now resulted in the National Defense Authorization Act that we will be taking up, but is certainly being considered in the House of Representatives today. The reason this is so important to emphasize today is that in this legislation will be the Coast Guard bill and recognition of the fact that we truly are an Arctic nation. Well, some of you may say, well, I think we already got geography. We knew we were an Arctic nation. Well, but this is the first time that we will be authorizing a fleet of 6 icebreakers for the United States of America. Some people think, well, why is that important? What's so important about icebreakers? Well, certainly to the Northwest Passage and the ability to move cargo and to move people and to new transportation routes, it's very important. And when you look at where we are in the United States of America with an ice-breaking fleet, we don't compete with other nations who have been able to access and transverse those waterways because they have somebody who can clean the waterway and make it safe and secure. That is why we need, in the United States, to have an ice-breaking fleet beyond the capacity we've had today, which is 2 vessels, but basically not the full capacity of those 2 vessels. This is why it's so important for us to put the money and investment into a program to get us icebreakers so that we, too, can look at this northern waterway and passage and say to the United States of America and to the world community, yes, we will be in the Arctic as well. My colleagues on both sides of the aisle realize that this is a very bipartisan issue. It's a national security issue. It's an environmental issue. It is about us and making sure that we communicate. I've also supported additional language about an Arctic Shipping Federal Advisory Committee. The committee made up of representatives from federal agencies, including the Coast Guard, Department of Defense, Secretary of Transportation, and others, would be part of a process to ensure that our Arctic efforts are better coordinated and impactful. And so I hope that my colleagues will look favorably on this legislation. We all know how important the Coast Guard is to... We all know how important the Coast Guard is to our nation and an example of that ice-breaking capacity. But there are other aspects of this Coast Guard bill that we're also proud of, making sure that it works more robustly with fishermen on fishing safety, do more to examine the impacts of tar sands, to make sure that our orca population is saved from noise impact and further reducing that impact on our orca population, and instituting new reforms within the Coast Guard to really help and empower women, to make significant investment in the 40% of the workforce of the Coast Guard, which are women, and to make sure that they have what they need, vital childcare opportunities for Coast Guard families, and to make sure there is zero tolerance in the approach to any kind of sexual assault or sexual harassment. So these improvements overall, I would like to thank Chairman Wicker, Senator Sullivan, Senator Markey for working on all of these issues. I want to thank Senator Murkowski, as I said, for the Arctic Shipping Federal Advisory Committee, and for many people that are helping us get to this point to say not only do we recognize geographically we're an Arctic nation, we're going to do something about it by making sure that we have the capacity on this waterway to be heard and seen and to help the commerce that is going to emerge from the new developments in the Arctic. I thank the President and I yield the floor.